a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I need you to just stick with me in this story because there's going to be a lot of points where you're like, and you're going to try and jump off.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
It's going to be really hard for you, all right?
All right.
So I'm just letting you know.
All right.
Okay. We're going to Perth for this one, mate.
Zoom. All right.
And
why are we here?
We're talking about a person called Karen.
Okay.
And she is an F45 gym franchisee.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Perth, Karen, F45 franchisee. Right. The story has everything.
It's got everything. So Karen, she's in a bit of trouble because in Feb she died.
What?
She died.
Well, she's in a lot of trouble then.
Yeah, at 43 years of age. Oh. RIP, let us pray. And then what she did is that she pretended to be her partner, Kelly.
Hang on. Sorry. She's dead at this point.
Yeah. Once again.
Okay.
Perth. Karen.
F45. Dead. Right. Okay, I'm following.
Okay.
I think.
She then posed as her partner, Kelly.
Yeah.
Called up the insurance line company and said, yeah, Karen's dead.
Okay.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, she died in a crash in Broome 2 months earlier.
Right, okay.
Would love to get that that payout.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, so sorry. Kelly, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly. Yeah, definitely not Karen. Kelly. Kelly, do we just need a death certificate? Oh, that. Yeah, no worries. Just, yeah, no, I've got one here. Yeah, perfect.
Forged it. Forged a death certificate. Wow.
So once again.
Okay.
Perth.
Perth.
Karen.
F45.
Dead.
But not dead.
Fake death certificate.
Yeah.
And apparently it was successful initially.
Okay.
And the insurance company paid out $718,000.
That is a lot of money, and it does seem like that's gone smoother than I thought it would. That
exactly.
seems like it was easier to pull off than one would expect.
Yeah. So she got that in the bank, right? And then the bank started noticing that Karen was making large withdrawals. And it's like, but you're dead, Karen.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's happening? This is, I mean, it is in your partner Kelly's name too, but all of a sudden, Kelly, just taking out bulk cash from your account. I mean, that's weird. Why don't we flag that payment? We'll just freeze the account at the moment because you're taking out bulk sums of money.
Yeah.
And then the police went knocking on the door and they're like, hang on, we're in Perth.
Yeah.
Your name's Karen.
Yeah.
You're an F45 person and you're supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
Oh, drats. Yeah, no, it was a scam. It was a scam. She was doing the whole dead woman walking thing. The thing was, after she faked her own death, one of the main things I assume when you fake your own death, and I mean, maybe Olivia Newton-John's partner's listening, if you do, you kind of just end up on a boat to Mexico somewhere, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, don't you go out in the Caribbean somewhere, never to be seen again?
Not Perth.
Why are you still just walking around Perth?
Yeah, suburban Perth. What do you think you're going to do? You're just going to be Kelly forever?
Yeah, quote, regularly seen casually going about her business.
Yeah, okay.
After faking her own death.
Good on you.
She got sentenced on Monday and she was like, oh, look, you know, I'm a mum and stuff. And people were like, you know, she's actually a good person. And it would be a shame if she got locked up because she's got kids and that. And the judge is like, do not care. This is a huge amount of money.
Yeah.
And you were going to jail for 3 years.
Yes. Yeah, very premeditated. Yes. Very
too serious for a suspended sentence.
That's heavy.
And also be smarter. Like initially I was like, wow, okay.
Disappear.
You just cannot be like walking around casually.
Anyone who's ever sort of signed up for F45, though,
you'll
know that you get the text messages. So if you don't go for a week, they will text you probably every 45 minutes.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
That's what the 45 is in F45. So a really good way to stop them texting you is to fake your own death. It's okay, Karen. I get it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. Guess the year.
Hey. All right, it is time for Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarines' favourite Tuesday-based game. Talk about guess the year. How are we looking for the year?
We are dead even. We'll just say we are dead even in Guest of the Year for 2024. Or more accurately, you two are 15 apiece and I'm sitting way back.
That's all right. We're a collective.
Sure.
It's fine.
Sure. Team effort. It's a team effort.
As we head into, well, we're nearly at November, you two being even. This is going to be a nice little run to the end of the year.
Yeah.
Competitive Tom's going to come to town.
Yeah. Oh, we kind of realised as well last week that sometimes we're going to be confused with the...
No, we don't. We're always spot on.
Yeah, anyway, that's right.
What requires a tiebreaker tends to be confusing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to play little bits of songs and cast our minds back through the mists of time, trying to remember where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song. That'll give us a fair indication as to the year it was released. We write that year down on a piece of paper. It's closest to without going over in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
Best of three arrangement. I think we're ready to play.
We are ready.
Okay, question number one. Guess the year this week sounds like... Sometimes I run.
Britney?
Yeah.
Did you see that video she posted yesterday?
I saw the thumbnail. That's all I needed.
Creepier by the day. I thought, you know what? I'm not going to bring it up because, you know,
isn't it
hypocritical, the media? We're like, no, we gave it to Britney in the, you know, she was clearly not well and we all followed her and now she's free and, you know.
I'm just saying, asking, did you see the video? Righto, I'm writing down my year.
I don't really know.
I don't either.
Yeah, I had a guess.
All right, I've got one.
I'm doubting myself. I think I've gone too high. All right, 3, 2, 1.
2009. Oh, close.
99, 2000, 2001. All right, here we go. I reckon one of us is going to be on the nose.
The year was
1999.
Hey!
Yes.
Well done. Here we go.
There you go. Lucky you're doing all that research online.
Sick. Question number two.
I'm going to get Chris to put this on the rotation.
Really?
Seriously. I have no idea. I'm having a guess.
See you again. Oh.
What a banger. I have no idea.
What era? Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, that's a hard one.
Yeah, I'm not even sure I have a clue on this one, but anyway.
I don't. We've got to get that on the
rotation. For me, there's two schools of thought. It's like, all right.
Mm.
Are we all good? We've got something?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
2008.
5, 8, 14.
All right, here we go.
Way over.
Nah, I reckon we're close.
It was 2008.
Oh, nailed it.
You're on the nose.
You.
Yes.
All right. Okay, now.
I was just going to say, because I didn't know if that was Party in the USA era.
Yeah.
Miley, or it was in its own sort of time zone. Mm. Anyway, okay.
So if I get a point, I will take us to the tiebreaker.
That's correct. Right.
Yeah.
Just clarifying the rules because we've only been playing this game for like four or five years. Okay, here we go. Question number three. Guess the year is.
Listen, when you two look confused, that doesn't help me.
Is that Client Liaison?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm just going to go on the vibe of the music.
Something just jumped out.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay.
Everyone's just having a guess.
You're going to laugh at my guess.
What a way to end the game.
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
2017.
What? Oh, I was saying 1985.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was like a bit of disco.
So you said 1985.
Yeah.
I said 17. You said 19.
Yeah.
So if it's 2016 or before, he gets it.
He gets it. Here we go.
What a tactic.
Here we go.
The year was 2017.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Tom Lewis.
That's the
top.
Oh, it was very classy, I'll admit.
What?
Classy win.
I don't even know what song that is.
I don't know what that is.
Can we just listen to that again? Yeah. Let's see if we can.
Client Liaison. And I'll what?
Don't know.
Say the world and I'll.
Come over here, sit next to me. You two have got all these computers in front
of
you.
It's Foster the People.
Oh.
Sorry. Not their big hit. Although, great band, must say.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure. Well, well done, Tom. Well done, you.
Doesn't taste great, but yes, I did take it.
Yeah, holo victory. That's fair to say.
All right, guess the year returns next week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
So Tim and Jess yesterday were having a bit of chat on their show about Ashley Maloney. And her 21 goals, I mean, absolutely huge.
Kick six on the weekend against the Eagles.
Wonderful to finally see a Ling kick a bag of goals.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
What was the most you ever kicked in a game?
For the Cats?
Yeah. Just no, just in general.
Like, oh, like Hawks, juniors when you play. Or whatever. I don't know, 8 or 10?
20. Oh, really? 8
no,
or 10?
Never. Never a 20 or anything
three.
Like that.
Were
three.
You
three in an AFL game.
Were you a junior or were you just an adult man playing against?
Yeah, I'm playing against the under-9s now and Colts. I can still only manage 5.
Yeah. Well, Tim and Jess had a very good question.
Mm.
And I can't answer it, nor can you.
But you can, Cameron. Let's have a listen.
She picked up the game 18 months ago.
Oh, my God. Definitely ensure those legs,
yeah.
Ashley.
I think maybe we should get her on the show and actually sit her down. Be like, look, this is all fun and games. But
I wonder if Lee ever insured his body in any way.
Oh, you'd be really wanting your money back.
What are you?
He's a broken man. He has lost 6 centimetres of height.
But this
he's
is
in
what
his forties.
Maybe he insured his body before all of that.
Well, time to check in. This is cash out.
I'm gonna ask him.
All right,
we're gonna ask you.
Yeah, have you ever insured any part of your body?
No, other than holding medical insurance for an accident. But no. By the way, Tim.
Oh, here we go.
The last time Tim challenged me to anything related to sport was a little bit of cricket last summer.
Yeah.
I bowled one slow bouncer at him and I've never seen a man absolutely shat himself more than any human being in the world. Yeah. So don't go throwing stones, Tim, all right?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And by the way, Tim and Jess, no, you won't be getting Aisling on the phone because Aisling is our favourite. Aisling loves the Brekkie show more than the Drive Crew, thank you very much.
Yes.
We founded Aisling Maloney here on K-Rock.
Yeah.
So she'll be sticking with us, thank you very much. No, I haven't insured my body and I'm not going to cop that from Tim.
I love it. Went plate to a place I didn't know it was
plate. Something to be said for having had it and lost it as opposed to never having had it in the first place.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Went up the highway yesterday with the girls to Melbourne. Had a little aquarium day. We went to Sea Life. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, we had a family pass there. So we thought we'll finally get off our butts and go and do it and we'll have a nice lunch and that type of thing.
Nice.
And we were going to go to like somewhere half decent, but Indy really, really wanted nuggets. So
yeah,
we tried a couple of places. They didn't have nuggets. And at that point when you're carrying the kids around the city and you're like, we just need the food. So we ended up at HJ's. And that was our special
beautiful
lunch.
Did you have a Whopper?
I did, of course.
Oh, I haven't had a Whopper in so long.
Whether it's lunchtime and that's what the kids want or it's 3 a.m. and you're just desperate for nuggets yourself. You know, what you want, you got to get.
Sweet nugs.
So, you know, lesson learned. Next time we'll probably just go with whatever's on the kids' menu at the first place we go to. But that's okay, right? So we did the aquarium, we did a special lunch, and we also went and had a look at a couple of shops that we sort of like to go to. There's a vintage clothing shop up there that I like to go to, that kind of vibe, yeah. And then we were pretty much done for the day, and we started heading back. Now, we drove into the city, and we parked at Crown, because I know that it's actually quite reasonably priced parking. You know, you're trying to park in Melbourne in the middle of the week. You know, it's not like weekend. You get weekend rates. Just when I usually go, it's like a Friday night and you book ahead and it's like $12. No worries. But yeah, when you're going on a Tuesday, it's like, oh, that'll be $57.
Yes.
Oh my That's God. Cheap.
For the first hour.
For the first hour. Yeah, seriously. Yeah. It's so I thought, ridiculous.
We'll go to Crown. There's heaps of parks like this because there's no one at Crown, you know, 10 o'clock on a Monday morning.
Is it there?
There are some people, but they're like, it's the real hardcore guys. Yeah. You know? I guess,
they get their own parks right up the front.
Yeah, they got the valet thing going on, right? So, yeah, so that was easy as. So, and this is not a paid presentation, but we did that and we dropped the car at 20 to 11.
Yeah.
Sea Life was 11. We're rolling through. Now, the rates for parking at Crown for the first 5 hours,
yeah,
it's $10.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Good, right? For 5 hours, nice.
And then 5 to 7 hours is $15.
Oh, it's still good.
That's $5 difference. Yeah. Right. So, you know when you go to Crown and you're like, what is this place? Like, how do you, Lingy, you're the king of Crown. You know your way around. You've got it inbuilt, right?
You know all the back room areas. Yeah, and
the secret doors in the toilets and stuff.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we need to get rid of a body this way, sir. That type of thing.
I didn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
No.
I've heard podcasts.
You need to grab one of the books out of the bookshelf and it opens up the whole wall for you. Yep,
really?
That sort of thing.
Sicko.
So I'm like retracing my steps. I'm going through, like, as we're leaving, like, to go out at, you know, to get to the aquarium by 11, I'm going, all right, it's near Holy Moly. All right, it's level 4. All right, the yellow is the section, level 4, near Holy Moly. If I forget how to get here, I'll at least be able to follow signs to Holy Moly and I'll be able to get to our car park. Yeah. Right? Anyway, as we come back in after our afternoon, I'm looking at the time. So 10:40 we roll in.
Yeah.
5 hours, first lot of parking.
Okay, yeah.
Right, it's for $10. Yeah. So 11:40, 12:40, 1:40, 2:40, 3:40.
Yeah. 3:40 p.m. Right, I've noted that one.
Yep, writing it down.
So we're on the tram going down Flinders Street back towards Spencer Street to go to Crown to get to the car at 3:20. So okay. I'm like, 20 minutes to get from Flinders Street to Spencer and into Crown and all the way up to our car with the two girls.
Indian Goldie aren't moving real fast.
They are sick of walking. So I was like, I don't reckon we're getting it. Okay, I'm going to have to pay the 15.
Mm.
It's fine, whatever.
Such a TA.
As we're going through Crown, we get to like Holy Moly.
Yeah.
And I see that it is 3:38.
3:38. Oh, my God,
I turn to Carly and I'm like, if we get to the machine in the next 2 minutes.
Yes.
You don't have to get the car out. It's just the machine.
To the machine in the next 2 minutes. I'm going to save us $5. It's only going to be $10 for parking because we'll be in that 5 hours.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I was like, so I think I'm going to run. And Carly's sister goes, all right, Daddy's going to run and then he's going to come back. Neither of them understand that.
Yeah.
Particularly Goldie. I start running. Goldie starts running after me.
No.
So she's jogging along behind me down the hallways of Crown. And then Indy's running as well. But then Goldie's like, why isn't Daddy stopping? And like bursts into tears. And so I turn around, grab her, and then run again.
Oh, my God.
Around a bend, down another hot walkway, through some sliding doors, get into like the foyer bit from the car park, look left, look right, and then find right down the end that there's the machine, bolt down to the machine, get my ticket out, and I'm like, which slot do I put it in? Find the slot, bang. 3:39.
Yay!
4 hours and 59 minutes of car parking. Save myself a full $5.
Well,
like I said,
done.
You'll be impressed, but not surprised.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Hey, I've been a little distracted this morning for the main reason I've been copying abusive text messages from my wife. I got sent a photo of a box of chips.
Mm.
You know the variety packs that you can get from Woolies or Coles? You know, the ones where there's like 20 packs of the little chips in there?
Yeah.
Accompanied with a text message, hiding from the kids and now I have to hide them the F away from you.
Yeah. Hey, here we go.
Now, can I just defend myself for a second?
No.
No. Yes. I know exactly what you've done.
You've got form.
You've got
priors. Oh, you two are jumping on Dodsy's side. Surprise, surprise. When are you ever going to support me, you
No,
two?
I will, but you know what is going on here.
No, it's a pack of 20 chips.
Yes.
I'm allowed to have some.
Buy your own.
No, I'm allowed to have some.
Okay, what flavour did you choose?
So the combination is Doritos, Twisties, Grain Waves, Smith's Original.
Oh, you left Grain Waves?
Yeah, you're not eating
sure
the Grain Waves.
I nailed Doritos, haven't you?
No, Twisties and Grain Waves.
Okay.
But the Twisties are number one.
I ate four packs of each.
So you've eaten half.
No, so that's left 12 packs of chips. Mm. I have three kids, four packs each. Fair's fair.
The Twisties are gone, though.
I took a 40%. No, there's one pack left. I took a 40% tax.
Yeah, but you're 25% of the children in your house.
Doesn't matter. I'm allowed to have some chips.
You're 45.
They're for me as well.
Grow up.
No.
Buy your own chips.
Why won't you be on my side?
Buy your own snacks. I do.
Back me up for one.
Hide them in your bedroom, weirdo. Just have your own snacks.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.